Good afternoon, fellow patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State. Brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries, in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news, where it's not about right or left, it's about right and wrong. It's about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ. About not ending in prayer, but moving to action. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Father, deliver us from the evil one.
Welcome to Patriot Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Matt Shea. And today on Patriot Radio, the NSA set to take over the internet. Yeah, that's the right headline. You also have the question of whether Israel is going to respond to the attack by Iran over the weekend. And also, we're going to talk about the prophetic significance of that. And also, have the jihadis and the communists already started the war inside the United States? Here on Patriot Radio, we bring you more information more accurately and quicker than the mainstream media so that you and your family can be prepared for the times ahead and, in fact, the times that are already upon us. We were made for this hour, and I hope you embrace that so there's no fear. And that brings us now to the Summer of Harvest theme. When you get the opportunity, subscribe to us on Rumble. Make sure you're following us on Telegram for real-time updates. And share this with your friends and family so that the real information, the true information, can get out. And in fact, we can stand in 2024 effectively against the darkness that is trying to sweep over the land. And that brings us now to your Bible teaching today, Isaiah 40, verse 8. And I love this just picture that God paints with poetic imagery. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God, well, that stands forever. And as long as we're proclaiming the word of God, the world can't help but change, which is why they're trying to silence us and many others. So what do we do in that kind of an hour? We stand. And that brings us to the events coming up here in Spokane. General Michael Flynn is going to be here on April 25th, 6 o'clock. You can buy your tickets now online. Please do that and do not wait to the last minute and go, oh no, I can't get in because they're all sold out. General Flynn's going to be here screening his new movie, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. And then the following evening at 6 p.m., we have America's Future here. Laura Logan is going to be hosting a panel as well as us screening the movie Into the Light. And that movie, if you have not heard it or seen it, is about fifth-generation warfare. So let's go ahead and roll the trailer now.
We touched on psychological operations and Out of Shadows, but we've gone deeper. These types of operations didn't just go away, they continued to evolve in step with technology.
It's the most insidious type of warfare because it's designed to change a person's entire perspective, short term or long term, that's not to be reversed.
Grows into the light.
Most people like only care about what's 50 feet from their door.
So we're going to be screening Into the Light. Laura Logan is also going to be here hosting a panel on the night of the 26th. Then the following day, on the 27th, all day, we're going to be training how to identify child exploitation and sex trafficking, and then more importantly, what to do about it. If you're a realtor, if you're a home appraiser, if you're a first responder, you're involved in the healthcare industry, maybe you're an educator or a homeschool mom, this is the training for you. And this is why we're putting this together. Here is the bigger vision here. We need to drive this stuff out of Spokane, Washington. And so we have national organizations, we have local leaders all coming together here at On Fire Ministries. And all together, with the same heart that we should be protecting the next generation. So please join us on April 27th for that training as well, put on by America's Future. We have many other organizations that are a part of it, and we're going to be continuing to talk about this over the next couple of weeks. And that brings us now to your daily intelligence briefing. And coming to us from the globalist front, the NSA is set to take over the internet. Thanks to Congress, the NSA is just days away from taking over the internet. And specifically, I want to just kind of dive a little bit deeper into this. So the NSA has long wanted to control who has access. This is critical. Who has access to routers, switches, scanners, fiber optic and copper cables, servers, firewalls, and cell towers. Well, according to this legislation, they would be the ultimate controllers of all data passing through the internet. The Senate's going to vote on that April 19th. So not only do you know what to do, but educate your friends and family on this stuff, that your communications truly aren't secure unless you're doing some very specific things. And I want to give a couple practical steps out there for people. Signal has been in the news that it's going to go away, or that it may end up going bankrupt. Well, there's another option out there called Wire. Wire is one of the more secure ways of communicating right now via your cell phone. Although we should always be cognizant that any electronic communication is never truly secure. So whether you're an underground church in China listening to Patriot Radio right now, or you are a missionary on the field in Africa, or you're here just talking about Christianity in America, understand that there are bad actors here inside the United States and around the world that are monitoring our communication. So we're not just talking about the NSA right now. We're talking about Antifa. We're talking about the John Brown Gun Club. We're talking about the Socialist Rifle Association. We're talking about other communist and jihadi organizations that are intending and have already monitored communications in various modes and ways here inside the United States. And they're not doing it because they like you. They're doing it because the left hates Christianity. The jihadis hate Christianity. And so we need to be aware that it's not, I'm not doing anything wrong. It has nothing to do with that. And that's just the most ignorant comment I've ever heard. I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't have anything to worry about. Well, do you not care about your wife and children? Do you not care about your church family? Well, then you should be securing your communications, because things are getting very sporty here in the United States. And as we talked about last week on Patriot Radio, something was very near in the offing, and that actually happened, and that was the attack by Iran on Israel, which brings up a prophetic significance there that I want to go ahead and touch on right now. As that attack happened, we were at the Capitol, as we've been talking about for months, in Olympia, Washington, 3,000 plus people there at the Capitol in Olympia, but also at different state capitals around the country, there were also people praying, fasting, and standing. And it was centered around 4:13, but Esther, chapter 4, verse 13, where Esther is made aware of the attack by the Persians on Israel. Now, look at how many people showed up out there. It was an amazing, amazing event there out on the lawn. We had a whole bunch of speakers, a great time of worship. Just a tremendous stand by Christians and patriotic Americans. We should all be standing in this hour. But as it happened, the event started. Iran, the Persians, once again, just like in the book of Esther, attacked the Jews at the moment this event happened. There's something very prophetic about this, that we're not all going to be safe in our palaces, and that maybe we have been made for such a time as this to speak out and stop the evil in its tracks and push back the darkness. So when you have the chance, not just educate your family and your friends, get involved and let your elected representatives know what you think about the NSA monitoring all communications, but also let your friends and family know where you stand about 2024 and what we need to be doing, that we should be speaking the truth to power every opportunity we get. We should be praying together publicly every opportunity we get. And that these little prophetic markers should tell us all to redouble our efforts for the kingdom of Jesus Christ in this hour. And that brings us now to the China front. Coming to us from IndoPAC News, U.S. Army deploys Typhoon missile system to China's backyard for the first time, a.k.a. the Philippines. The Army's Typhoon system, which can fire Tomahawk and SM-6 missiles, let me put that in very clear terms. You can fire with these ground-based systems both cruise missiles, so surface-to-surface, and you can fire anti-air, and they're putting these into the Philippines. The United States drawing a very clear line at the Philippines and at some of the old island bases used in World War II in the Pacific. So clearly, the United States preparing for World War, and the Pacific is just one point on that, which brings us to the Himalayan mountains and good images showing the Chabua Air Base, a crucial facility for the Indian Air Force under its eastern command near the Chinese border. It's been undergoing extensive renovations, and recent imagery highlights those renovations and the progress they're making. But again, last week we talked about how the Chinese were refurbishing a base, and now the Indians right on the border as well. So again, a flashpoint there in the Himalayan mountains that's just going to develop here over the next few months. Hear what I just said. And that brings us to the Middle East front. Israel weighs response. Four U.S. officials told NBC News that they believe Israel's response to Iran could come this weekend and will likely be limited in scope. The officials expect the attacks to be against proxy groups and Iranian forces directly. The Iranian Defense Force has announced that Ismail Baz, the field commander of Hezbollah's coastal sector, has been eliminated in an airstrike earlier today. So the Israelis clearly not backing down. And the speaker of Iran's parliament stated yesterday that Iran is prepared to, quote, utilize a weapon it has never used before if Israel decides to launch a retaliatory attack. And several open source intelligence analysts say, quote, I think it's now safe to say that Iran likely has some kind of nuclear slash dirty bomb or has the ability to manufacture one within days, which is something that people in Washington, D.C. and Tel Aviv are keeping a close eye on. So we talked about that something was in the offing. Now, Iran attacked 99% of the missiles, of the drones that were launched, were either intercepted or failed. And apparently it was close to 50% of the things that, of the missiles that Iran launched failed, like crashed, didn't make it to their destination. But 99% were either intercepted or didn't make their mark. Now, the part that did hit their mark didn't do very much damage at one of Israel's air bases. So it was kind of a big nothing burger in the sense of actual damage, but it was huge in the sense of the prophetic, and it was huge in the sense of Israel now wanting to launch a retaliation, which could lead us very quickly beyond a regional war into a world war, because it was a coalition of Arab and Israel and the United States, the UK, that helped to intercept those missiles. So Arab countries, Jewish countries, Christian countries coming together to intercept missiles from Iran. I don't want to get into Ezekiel today, but it does talk about how Sheba and Dedan are on the side of Israel. And it's interesting that that's in Saudi Arabia. That's all I'm going to say right now. There is a clear indicator that in the next few days, world-changing events are going to happen. I want you to bookmark this episode. I know Travis and Sawyer are going to clip this out. But world-changing things are about to happen. And this is just in the run-up to the election. I mean, my goodness. What a time to be alive. The question is, what are we supposed to be doing in this time? Amen. And that brings us now to the Russia front. Coming to us from the Institute for the Study of War, the U.S. can quickly resume providing military aid to Ukraine to stabilize the front lines. And if you see this, the ISW has put forward what would happen next, according to Russian war plans, into Eastern Europe, specifically into Romania, and specifically into the Baltic states of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. There is also another piece of just geographic knowledge there, right where Belarus is north of Ukraine, something called the Zawalki Gap. And that little sliver of land there has always been a target for Russia because it's the land bridge to Kaliningrad, which is an isolated Russian piece of land after World War II that they've always wanted to connect. So we're just looking at this geographically now for that purpose. World War III breaks out. Russia begins to invade that part of it. That's where they're going to go. All right. That brings us now to, yes, the Australia front. But something happening key in Australia. There's all of this anti-Christian rhetoric that is out there that is fomenting violence. And a lot of the mainstream media has been doing this. They have been putting out anti-Christian rhetoric. And it is now resulting in actual violence, physical direct action against people. Now, we talked about this on Patriot Radio, that this was going to be happening, that there would be kinetic violence against individuals, targeted individuals, priests, rabbis, pastors, that was their intent. These were their plans. Well, in Australia, Bishop Emmanuel was stabbed by a man shouting Allahu Akbar, huh, a jihadi phrase, by the way. His injury is non-life-threatening, and the reason was because apparently the switchblade knife didn't open immediately, and so basically he was pounding on his back without the blade actually out. Now, this bishop, very interestingly, was a bishop who was a very vocal voice against Australia's COVID lockdowns. Now, remember when they were saying about people who were standing up against the COVID lockdowns? And by the way, we've been vindicated. And they were standing up, and this bishop too, against vaccines, calling it, quote, mass slavery. He also has been very outspoken against the threats to Christianity. Weird that he gets chosen for an attack or not, unless it's intentional, right? And that's what I'm trying to say. This is intentional. They've been fomenting violence with their words, and now violence is actually taking place. And we're going to get to more here in a second that's been happening. Because these demonstrations are ramping up to culminate in May. And that brings us to the next article by Stephen Coughlin, the next post. As you review this blatantly open communications manual directed at planned violence inside America against Americans, it really becomes paramount that concerned citizens become self-aware that these hostile actors in escalating levels of violence, possibly designed to culminate in May and sustained through the election cycle, are permitted, allowed, and facilitated to attack and disrupt American citizens inside the United States on behalf of foreign players by our or your leaders. This is what Stephen said. Now, I'm going to add a layer to that. They're specifically targeting now churches in the United States. So they're not going to just do disruption actions. And we're going to get to some of those here in a second. They're targeting churches. And they're looking at culminating like the beginning of this in May. I would be not shocked if it was May 1st. Now, the culmination of this sustained through the election cycle is not just property damage now, but it is targeting key leaders. Targeting key leaders. So it's interesting that they put this manual out. It's called the Free Palestine Direct Action. Now notice the terminology, Direct Action Toolkit. Now, that's a military term. Direct action being kinetic. And they give a whole bunch of different things to consider before you take direct action. Like, what's the risk to you, to people around you? And give examples of these kind of things that are effectively sabotage, like sabotaging supply lines and logistics, getting in the way of traffic and the flow of traffic. So it's not surprising then that some weird things have started to happen, which brings us to the next article from Gateway Pundit. Huge fire erupts at Scranton Army Ammunition Plant, the U.S. primary producer of 155 artillery shell bodies. Well, 155 shells are what's being used in Ukraine. It's the one thing that has been depleted in our own stocks here in the United States. People have been scrambling to manufacture, not just the U.S., but nations like Germany and some of the other allies. That's so weird that this is beginning to happen now. And oh, by the way, after, again, this manual is out, that pro-Palestinian protesters blocked the entrance to SeaTac Airport on the west side of the state here in Washington. And you can see that, and you can see also that not a lot is really being done right there to remove them quickly. Well, it also happened in Florida as pro-Palestinian agitators attempted to block the Miami Road and found out that in Miami, at least, it was a little bit different than Washington. And they remove them promptly out of the way. So this is just the beginning. This is just the foretaste of what we've been talking about here. That over the summer, the communists and the jihadis are going to begin to do sabotage operations inside the United States. They are going to begin to do direct action against not just property, but individuals inside the United States, that they are showing a very clear bent and hostility against churches and church leaders inside the United States. And all of this is obvious as far as purpose to disrupt things prior to the election. And then after the election too. Now, there is some good news out there, because people who were peacefully protesting that have suffered the wrath of the federal government, aka the J6 protesters. Well, Gateway Pundit has an interesting article that during Supreme Court argument, Justice Neil Gorsuch blows up Department of Justice's case against the protesters while dunking on the Biden Solicitor General during the questioning. So Justice Neil Gorsuch stole the show this morning by blowing up the foundation of the DOJ's case against the nonviolent J6 protesters. While the Trump's supporters simply exercised their freedom of speech, they were leftist individuals who committed actual crimes that the Biden regime, well, gave a complete pass to. So Gorsuch threw out several meaningful real-life incidents involving these left-wing figures, including the unlawful sit-ins. Remember what we're talking about now, during a trial, which occurred during the Brett Kavanaugh hearing in 2018. Brought up Rep. Jamal Bowman pulling a fire alarm to prevent a critical vote to keep the government open. Hecklers during the State of the Union and so-called mostly peaceful protesters during the BLM riots. So Gorsuch is saying, you didn't do anything there. And these guys were actually peacefully protesting. It's going to be interesting to see what the Supreme Court does here very soon and how they rule regarding the J6 protesters. Also coming to us from the Supreme Court and the conservative brief, Supreme Court gives Idaho go-ahead to enforce ban on gender-altering procedures for minors. Great job, Idaho. Great job. Why should we even be talking about this right now? Because the leftists have been trying to undermine morality here in the United States, which means we need to be the moral defenders. You hear what I'm saying? We need to be the defenders of morality for the next generation. And that brings us to an interesting ruling today that also happened coming out of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was taking up an argument that a fee, and this is specifically an impact fee, was a taking under the Fifth Amendment, which bars the government from taking private property for public use without just compensation. So the argument was that the fee has to pass constitutional muster only by meeting a rigorous analysis, and that the government, if they want to require someone to give up property in exchange for a land use permit, must show that such a condition is closely related and roughly proportional to the effects of the proposed land use. In other words, if you're building a house and you're paying the brunt of the impact fee, that is unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court of the United States agreed. Another win for property owners. This is so great to see the pendulum swinging back toward the Constitution right now. I'm going to go ahead and post that up on Twitter just so everybody sees it. Just really excited that this is happening right now. And then lastly, coming to us from the regional front, I told you about the fifth column in the United States and how the fifth column is working. And I want to just take a few minutes and talk about how the fifth column actually functions and some ways to identify the fifth column in the United States. And then I'm going to talk about this use of the term Christian nationalism and Tucker Carlson with Pastor Doug Wilson from Moscow, Idaho, addressed this issue specifically. And we're going to play a little clip here. So any group of people, so let's define fifth column, any group of people who undermine a larger group or nation from within, and usually in favor of an enemy group or an enemy nation. These are people who infiltrate positions of trust and influence to not just change the narrative, but to undermine the good leaders who are actually defending truth, righteousness, the Constitution, in this case for the United States. They're actually doing that. They want to undermine these kind of people. And so these are some characteristics of fifth column agents. They create confusion regarding terms and language. In other words, they take something that everybody thinks they know what they mean. They take a term that has a general meaning that has been accepted for a long period of time. And they try to create confusion around that term, like confusion around Christian, confusion around nationalism. They sow fear. They create rumor and distrust of traditionally solid institutions and idea. In other words, they try to undermine trust in the church. They undermine trust in the idea of patriotism, undermine trust in the idea of nationalism. And by the way, Jesus Christ is a nationalist. He's the one that created nations. You can read this in Genesis chapter 10. So they try to create this confusion and distrust around these things. The third thing is they undermine typically wise and grounded counsel. In other words, they undermine people who are typically trusted to bring the truth, have been accurate in their analysis, predictions even. Try to undermine those people intentionally. Four, they plant disinformation or false statements to muddy the water of debate. They don't do it to get people to like change their mind. They muddy the water to create indecision in the public mind. We don't know which way we're going to go. We're just not going to do anything. So an example of fifth column in psychological operations was, and this might offend some people, but it's true, it was QAnon. All of this stuff came out, and it had one intent: to create indecision and to make people sit on the sidelines because there's a plan. We're waiting for it, but there was a plan, and so we don't need to do anything. And so anything that tries to get you to sit on the sidelines and creates indecision, that's an indicator of fifth column action. And it's actually, the action itself is called an active measure in KGB parlance. So the fifth thing, and the fifth indicator of fifth column action is attacking those who most effectively oppose these people and the false narrative. The objective there being political paralysis. In other words, they want to paralyze the citizenry, but they also want to paralyze the leaders that can do something about this. So when you see effective people be attacked, so for example, the Freedom Agenda, most successful slate of conservative bills in modern Washington state history, okay? Very effective. And then you see each one of those legislators being attacked, the people attacking them, you know that's an indicator of fifth column active measures, all right? The sixth indicator is these infiltrators will foment division in otherwise strong groups and organizations. This is why they targeted the Boy Scouts. This is why they target other effective conservative organizations. So paralyze the citizenry, paralyze the leaders, paralyze the effective organizations. Number seven, and this is a really, I want everybody to pay attention to this one. And this is one of those key things. They always do this. They claim to have special knowledge about the real motivations and intent of leaders. And these are the leaders that they're always afraid of are going to expose their plans and stop them. And they do this in order to isolate and destroy these leaders with the goal of instilling a state of panic in the public mind. And so that's what we're starting to see now. You have these people come out, hey, I've got this documentary that I need you to watch. And it's about Christian nationalism. And well, yeah, they didn't really ever say that they believe these, but we know really they believe that. You know, there's guys, one particular individual locally who loves to do this all the time. I really know how what you really believe. And you're like, show me one shred of evidence. And when you disprove what they show you, then they have nowhere to go. And they're like, well, no, I just know that you're a bad guy, right? So watch out for people like that, where they don't have any evidence, but they show you a documentary and then they say, I just know he's a bad guy. I don't have any evidence. I just know. And they try to take things, twist it out of context and imply stuff. A really key indicator of the fifth column. Pay attention, churches in Coeur d'Alene. Number eight. They demoralize constantly those who would stand against them by emphasizing defeats and, watch this, the impossibility of victory. They're always the naysayers. So the naysayers will always say, well, we can't really get involved in politics. And even if we did, would it really matter? Would your vote really matter? They're always the ones that are saying this kind of stuff. And again, some people, they don't even know they're part of this. They're not the ones that are the active measure agents. They're not doing that. But they fall for this narrative and they're convinced that this narrative is real. So watch for these indicators of a fifth column, which brings us to this last bit that I want to talk about. And that is people who brand people Christian nationalists. Now, it was interesting, on the same day, nationally, a movie was released against Christian nationalists. We talked about this on Patriot Radio a few weeks ago. But at the exact same time, at the one area of the country that the Marxists and the jihadis, communists and jihadis, are most afraid of, the Inland Northwest, the one area of the country they're most afraid of, well, that's weird. At the exact same time, a group, the politically active Christians, Bonner Votes, Forward Idaho, goes by a whole bunch of different names, put out a video attempting to label people Christian nationalists and use that term haphazardly. It was a two-hour-long, three-part presentation. And they specifically named Pastor Doug Wilson in Moscow, Idaho, but they also tried to point toward people like yours truly. And so Tucker Carlson just said, hey, why don't I invite Doug Wilson on the show? And Doug Wilson went on the show, and here is what he had to say about this. Roll the clip.
But then on MSNBC just a few weeks ago, There was one of the talking heads there that said, anybody who believes that rights come from God and not from Congress and not from the Supreme Court is a Christian nationalist, right? So anybody who, you know, making Thomas Jefferson, for
example, right,
a Christian nationalist endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. So anybody who believes that, on the according to the left, is a Christian nationalist. And there is a developed set of arguments in defense of that phrase that can be, I think, pointed out in short order. You can't, there's no, you trying to defend other things they call you is like putting lipstick on a pig. It just, you're not, it's not going to be any
good. No.
All right. But this is something that people can say, oh, I love my nation and I'm a Christian. Why can't these?
Well, that's how I feel about it.
Right.
I don't know what it is. So how would you define it?
So it's, I think, very simple. If there is no God above the society, if there is no God above the state, take God away.
Yes.
The state is God.
All right, yes. Let's stop it there. Okay. That is the key. So these people that are trying to label us as Christian nationalists, what they're trying to do, and they can call themselves Christians all they want. The effect is very clear. They are undermining the Constitution, and they're undermining the idea that we are one nation under God. That's what they're trying to undermine. And the reason they have to undermine that is because they have to take God away. They have to take Jesus away as the king, and they replace it with the state. And they are deathly afraid of anybody that calls them out on it, whether in North Idaho or nationally. We are calling them out on it. If you're adopting that phrase and calling people Christian nationalists, you are the fifth column. Whether you mean it or not, you're the fifth column. And I don't think you want to be there on that side as America stands for truth and righteousness. And we see this nation restored to a God-honoring constitutional republic. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-honoring, freedom-loving American. And remember to subscribe to us on Rumble. Follow us on Telegram for real-time intelligence updates, especially in this hour. Keep up the fight, guys.